the work part was just a labor of love, and we worked all hours. And there was a time that just give, like we were I was rebuilding furniture. You know, I was taking parts, taking things apart, and rebuilding cabinets so we could create more space. And we brought in a whole new design for the control room, which I think is still there. Bought a guy's speakers, Mike Bush's speakers, Mission speakers, and we made that into a real party place. We took apart all of the shelving for the records, because it was in a small room with these short little aisles. And so I did a plan where I realized that I could actually get more records in if I just build all the way around the outside of a wall. And that opened up a space for chairs so that people came in and can now start to hang out. And so if somebody's doing a radio show, they come running in to prepare the show. There's somebody who's putting their records away from the last show. There's somebody coming in to start, just to find out what's new so they can start getting an idea what to plan for their next show. So it brought these people together, and there wasn't a day or a moment in the working day where you'd walk in and there wasn't anyone in there. It was always someone in there. And that's the environment we really wanted to have. And so all that effort to do all that was like no regrets whatsoever. It was just like wonderful. But one day I was in there on a Saturday, and we had a great classical programmers at our station. But one time Mike couldn't show up, Mike Dolichel. He said, "Lau, can you do the show for me?" And I said, "Well, I was planning on painting the studios anyway." So I came in and put on my overalls, opened the door, started painting, and put on a classical album. And I would start painting and, you know, get over before, you know, we could switch the side of the record. And the security guard came in, and he walked in and he said, "Excuse me, are you supposed to be painting here?" And I'm sure he had all this like union things going on in his head. And I said, Oh, yeah, I'm painting. And he goes, "I better talk to who's on air." I said, "Oh, I'm on air." He goes, "You're on air." And he goes, "Okay, I got to talk to the station manager. You have his number?" He goes, "Oh, I'm the station manager." And at this point, he just kind of hung his head and just walked away in resignation. You know, he just laughed, and I never heard anything about it. But it's the kind of thing that we all did. We just said, let's just do it. Like, how can we make this into a communal place to hang out and thrive with new people? And so we had to set the stage. So a lot of work.